From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Greek authorities say at least 28 migrants are drowned off the coast of Greece after their boat capsized today. Scores more were rescued from the southeastern Aegean Sea as would-be asylum seekers continue struggling to reach Europe. Meantime, German police say more than 12,000 refugees flooded into their southern hub city of Munich Saturday, with more streaming in today. These latest arrivals as tensions mount in Hungary ahead of the government's promised crackdown Tuesday on migrants crossing into Hungary from Serbia. VOA's Aisha Tanzim reports from Budapest.
The steady flow of migrants into Hungary from Serbia may come to a sudden halt on Tuesday. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban has promised tough action against anyone crossing the border illegally from that day onwards. Doing so could mean 3 years in prison. Trying to cut the newly erected fence could mean 5 years. Anyone entering Hungary will have to file for asylum. But first, they will have to prove they could not file for asylum in Serbia. The Hungarian Helsinki Committee Human Rights Group has called this a blanket authorization to reject 99% of asylum claims. The government has already moved several thousand soldiers to the border to bolster police already assigned there. Meanwhile, volunteers helping the migrants say they will continue their work. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Budapest.
A spokesman for South Sudan's President Salva Kiir says Mr. Kiir will address the nation Tuesday about the need to ensure a successful implementation of the ceasefire agreement. Both the government and rebels have traded accusations about who is responsible for violations of that accord. Security forces in Turkey today say at least three police officers are dead in the southeastern part of the country in fighting between police and Kurdish militants. Two officers were killed in a car bomb, and another police officer was killed in a rocket attack by the Kurdistan Workers' Party in provinces there. This is VOA News. Kurdish forces backed by airstrikes from the U.S.-led coalition have driven Islamic State militants out of nine villages in northern Iraq. More from Roger Wilkison.
Iraqi Kurdish fighters known as Peshmerga have successfully pushed the so-called Islamic State group's militants from parts of the northern Iraqi province of Kirkuk. The most recently liberated part is this village, where an IS flag can still be seen. The militants fled, but not before leaving roadside bombs to cause further destruction.
We have come to this village called Albu Muhammad and suffered from landmines which killed and wounded our fighters. If you look around, you will see that ISIS militants have left many explosives around us. Houses have also been destroyed.
Despite the militants' booby traps, which affect civilians and security forces alike, Peshmerga fighters are happy to be retaking their territory from the terrorist group. For Dilshad Anwar in Kirkuk, this is Roger Wilkerson, VOA News.
Palestinians and Israeli police clashed at the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem today, the eve of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. Fighting broke out after police entered the compound in pursuit of Palestinians who had earlier barricaded themselves inside and threw rocks at and flares at police. Israeli authorities used tear gas and stun grenades on the Palestinian youths involved. Jordan, which has custodial rights over the mosque, condemned the raid, accusing the Jewish state of provocations and attempt to change the status quo of one of the most sensitive sites in the Middle East. Saudi officials are pledging this year's Hajj will go ahead without delay, in spite of a crane collapse that killed 107 people and injured more than 230 at the Grand Mosque in Mecca. The huge crane crashed through a ceiling of the mosque as worshippers gathered on Friday for prayers. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland says sanctions against Russia for its role in the Ukraine crisis will remain in place until a long-violated truce agreement is fully honored. The Secretary Nuland said Saturday that Moscow will pay more costs for future violations of the Minsk Peace Accord.
If and when Minsk is fully implemented, including return of Ukraine's sovereignty of its border, we can begin to roll back some sanctions. But if Minsk is further violated, there will be more costs, and we will push with our European partners for that. And with regard to Crimea, sanctions stay in place on Crimea unless and until its sovereignty is returned to Ukraine.
Nuland spoke in the Ukraine capital of Kiev to a gathering of Ukrainian foreign and regional business dignitaries. At the U.S. Open tournament in New York, Italian Flavia Panetta has defeated countrywoman Roberta Vinci, who took out Serena Williams yesterday, to take the women's title. Panetta beat Vinci 7-6. 6-2. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.